There's a form to fill out when you purchase a firearm at a gun shop, Form 4473. On page 1, question 11F, have you ever been adjudicated mentally defective or committed to a mental institution? Stan Holt, owner of Village Gun Store in the town of Whitefield, knows that not everyone answers truthfully.
We had a gentleman, middle-aged, well-dressed gentleman in a suit and tie, and I remember it very well, and he bought a Smith & Wesson 9mm handgun, passed his background check, left the store. And I received a call later that day from the police that the gentleman was standing in a street shooting his gun in the air.
It turns out the guy was on a weekend pass from a mental institution. So here we arrive at perhaps the only middle ground in the gun debate. Everyone agrees that this man shouldn't have been able to buy a gun. But in New Hampshire, mental health adjudications, where a court finds someone dangerous enough to themselves or others to place them in a psychiatric hospital, that information doesn't get screened during gun background checks. New Hampshire isn't alone. More than a dozen states, including Massachusetts, don't share mental health records with the FBI's criminal background check system. And it's not like law enforcement doesn't want this information. Sergeant Sean Haggerty is in charge of handgun licensing for the state police.
Sure, anything that would keep a handgun from a person who's disqualified would certainly be a benefit to the state police and to the citizens of New Hampshire.
Under the current system, all the records for involuntary commitments are stored by the New Hampshire courts. No one from the judicial branch would speak on tape for this story, but in a statement, officials said they don't believe they have the authority to pass along records. While they do share domestic violence convictions, there's no explicit state law that permits sharing of mental health adjudications. A proposed bill in 2002 attempted to address this issue. It died in committee. So the files just sit there. And that's okay with Richard Cohen. He's executive director of the Disabilities Rights Center.
Both HIPAA rights and just constitutional privacy rights are both at stake here.
Cohen argues that to infringe upon the civil liberties of mentally ill people requires compelling justification.
Because people with mental illness are citizens and have rights like everyone else, and that's right to bear arms, right to privacy, etc., you need to be very sure that you're only including those people who are really likely to obtain a gun and then use that gun against someone else. And under our current standards, that isn't the case.
He says that while hundreds of people in New Hampshire are committed to mental institutions each year, very few are actually dangerous. And psychiatrists, he says, have no reliable way of predicting who will become violent.
One out of every five people in this country have mental illness, a diagnosis of mental illness. One out of every 20 has serious mental illness. If people are saying that all persons with mental illness shouldn't have guns, whatever side of the political spectrum they're on, I mean, that's completely ignorant.
Cohen says mentally ill people who are committed, they're the ones who are at least getting treatment. Many of the nationally high-profile shootings involved men unknown to the system, who wouldn't have been blocked from buying a firearm. None of this is very comforting to gun shop owners like Stan Holtz.
I think every licensed dealer would probably have the same reaction. We don't want to sell guns to people who shouldn't own guns. And someone who is mentally unstable to the point of being potentially dangerous is someone who should not be able to have access to a firearm. I don't think anybody could argue that.
Of course, even if states like New Hampshire do start sharing mental health records in some form, the mentally unstable have other options for obtaining firearms. Private sales, like those at gun shows, don't undergo any background checks. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.